Yeah. This is Ron Smith, your host, your producer. The show you're listening to right now is called Star Talent Showcase, Children of the Light. Shout out to Dr. Pastor Maureen Rush and Sister Baptiste. It's my man Johnny John. All right, he's one of the volunteers and the rest of the volunteers of Children of the Light Ministries. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to talk about what happened with me. First of all, before I get into that, shout out to Pastor Sister Linda. Celebrated her daughter's 18th birthday. They had a small intimate party. It was very nice. I thank God for being able to be there. And need to jump right into it real quick. So coming back from the party last night, what happened was I came back and my door was unlocked. Somebody broke into my apartment. They didn't steal anything. I checked, went through the house. I didn't see anything stolen. But my insulin, they destroyed my insulin. I'm a type 2 diabetic. Doctor prescribed insulin for me. All of my insulin was gone. And that's pretty dangerous because if my sugar goes up, I could get very sick. My landlord, the lowlife that he is, he puts other people to do dirty work. It's very disturbing that this is going on, this harassment. My APS caseworker has not returned a phone call in quite some time. And people would say, well, Ron, did you get to call the cops? The problem with that is there's police officers that live in the building and there's a doorman that's downstairs. All of these guys would say, no, we didn't see anybody breaking in. We didn't see nothing. My next door neighbors will tell you, we didn't see nothing. This is the same low-life landlord who, as I told you before, contaminated the water supply. The lead contamination in the water is deadly. And no matter how you talk and tell people, beware of this, they're going to talk as if I'm crazy and I don't know what I'm talking about. But they're going to let people break into the apartments, steal their stuff, contaminate their water. I mean, these guys actually are putting all kinds of things in the water supply, making people sick, I believe. And no one's standing up. I've contacted ADA Richard Farrell several times. He does not return phone calls. They're all being paid off by this landlord. He's got tons of money to throw around, but he won't fix up his building. My mother died from lead contaminated water. Anyway, we're gonna talk about this. The time now is 2:06. Today is August the 3rd. This is episode number 26. And you're going to stay tuned. I haven't been able to get online to talk to you because something's happened with my internet. And I couldn't get online. So that's why I haven't put out a new podcast. But you stay tuned. When I get riled up, I'm going to start saying some really disgusting things, but it has to be said. Let me say my scripture verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. If you want your cup to run over, do you really? Give a generous donation to Children of the Light Ministry. The address is 1171 East 95th Street between Flatlands and Avenue J in Brooklyn. Thank you. Talk to you soon.